Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Jim Covington with Thomas Coffee. I just want to take the time to wish everyone Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us down at Thomas Coffee. May the new year bring health and wealth. We all need to remember to be thankful for the family and friends, the ones that we have, the ones who've crossed over, and the new ones we will meet. And as always, we're available for your coffee drinking pleasure at all the major grocery stores here in St. Louis. And we just want to say thanks to Ray and the Chris and the gang, all the listeners. You've all been great to us, and we wouldn't trade you for anything in the world. God bless. Have a Merry Christmas.
Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Merry Christmas. Your host, Ray I, the Vogelbogger, Matty G. Christmas time. Spend time with your friends and your family. Hold the family tight. It's Christmas time. We say Christmas on this show. We say Merry Christmas all the time. Right, Vogelbogger?
All the time.
Hey, Bobby had to leave us. Bobby said good with the magazine and everything, but they are on electronic too. What's their website? He didn't get it in.
It is OutdoorMagazine.com.
OutdoorGuideMagazine.com. Yeah, you can go there and get a subscription and check stuff out there. They're working on that, right, John? Is that right? That's right. Okay.
OutdoorGuideMagazine.com.
All right, push it over there so we can say something to Billy. Billy, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Always enjoy getting you on the show with me.
Always fun, right? Yeah. Always.
And you and Vogel share that microphone because we're all going to sing here in just a minute when we go off, so don't run away. I want to say goodbye to everybody. Jim Covington, come on over there. Jim Covington, Wilderness Rose, thanks for coming in, Jimmy boy.
Thanks for having me, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, and thanks for that coffee. Tiny Tim, Merry Christmas, my buddy.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Thank you for all that you do for the outdoors, my friend. Come on in here, Tracy. Leader Paper.
It's been wonderful. Merry Christmas to everyone, and Happy New Year.
That's great. Have you ever seen such a nutty crew in the morning like this?
Never.
Lady Di, come on up here, baby.
Merry Christmas, Ray.
Merry
everybody.
Christmas. Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming on the show. And then, come on. No, you come over. Yeah. We'll save the head guy for last.
That's all right.
Yeah. Who we got here? Who's this
John
guy?
Winkleman John from, Winkleman from Leader Publications and Outdoor Guide Magazine. I really want to, again, appreciate the opportunity to be here with you and to wish Merry Christmas to your worldwide audience.
Oh, thank you very much. Come on in here, Frankie. Grab that mic. We want to give a special thank you to Frank Emo. Frank Emo. Smokey Moe's. Arnold, Missouri. What's that address, Frank?
606 Jeffco. I'm starting to blush.
Thank you for all the great food this morning. You absolutely knocked it out of the park, my friend. You always do, but that was really good.
Thank you,
I think
Ray.
This food right here this morning was better than what I had in the restaurant. I don't know what you did different.
Uh-oh.
It was really good. It was really good, Frank.
Thank you, Ray.
I mean, it's always good, but this was just exceptional. Maybe it's because it was breakfast and I was hungry.
Great.
Let's go do lunch.
Yeah, baby. I don't know if I could eat lunch for a month. And then we've got the Thinking Woodsman. And I wanted Timmy to come in, Tiny Tim to come in, Jelzovic, whatever he is. I wanted him to come in because this guy, he's like a whiz on this stuff. Exactly. He's got all kinds of things. He's got stuff going out. He's periscoping. He's tweeting, Twittering. He's doing Twittering. Instagrams and Facebookies and... Mm-hmm. I don't know. What are you doing?
Well, yeah. Hey, he's not as smart as he looks, because as smart as he is, if he's really smart, he'd be trying to be all of our advisors for money for greenbacks, you know?
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay. he charged me to be on the show.
I don't know.
Brisket. Smokey Moe's brisket.
Smokey Moe's brisket was the payoff. Welcome to the show, Timmy boy. Thanks for being back.
Thanks for having me. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for all your help. You always work and do stuff for me, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
My pleasure. You know, you're a young guy. Absolutely.
36 years
young. Yeah, just a kid. And you get into this world of all this electronic stuff, and man, you just go to town on. Tell us a little bit about that compared to print media.
Yeah, so there's some differences, but there are also some similarities.
Okay.
If you don't have compelling content, it doesn't matter.
Okay, that makes sense. Nobody said that yet.
No. You can't.
He's smart.
Yeah.
That's good.
You can't skate by on stuff that doesn't make sense or isn't credible. So no matter what media what medium you're working in, it has to be informative. It has to be compelling. So that's important. But you know, some of the great things about the electronic media, the social media, internet, is how quickly it can get to people.
Right.
I did a video, a doe I killed a few weeks back. I showed folks how to tie off the large intestine when you're field dressing it to make sure you don't end up with any scat in your meat. Well, that was up for 3 days and it's got over 11,000 views. So that's amazing. That makes me feel good because that's 11,000 people that will hopefully have a better end product when they're doing their field dressing.
Yeah.
So that's compelling. People find value in that. And if people don't find value in what you're doing, then you just won't see the numbers. You won't see page views. You won't see time on the site. So there are some really neat metrics to be able to tell what's resonating with people and what's not. I'm on Facebook, The Thinking Woodsman, Periscope, Twitter.
Okay, tell me what Periscope is again.
Yeah. So
one more time.
Periscope is simply, and we're doing it right now, folks. Have a computer and want to log on or their phone. My handle is @woodsmansword, and you just type that in. You can see the stream from this morning's show. It's happening right now. It's just a way to live stream. So I'll Periscope from the tree stand.
Yeah.
And anywhere you have cell data coverage, you can do this.
We need to put a GoPro and a Periscope on Whitehead next time it goes east side.
Yeah, just be ready with the little sensor blocks. But with Facebook, if people follow me on Facebook, The Thinking Woodsman, they can see my work as I'm processing venison at home. I'll take pictures or I'll post stories. I'll write for Wide Open Spaces and Red's Gear. And it's neat because people can get this information so quickly. And you can link. So it's just like having citations in a regular print document, but okay, people can click on it and they can go to exactly what you're referencing or additional information.
Wow. What do you think, Billy? Pretty amazing.
Would you repeat that?
Podcast.
I got it.
We're talking about Diane got it for you, Billy. Yes. Us old guys.
I mean, that's amazing. It truly is. And I'm envious. I really am.
You talked about the typewriter, and we can even go further back when me and you were kids. Today's kids, so to speak, not so much Tim. He's 36, but I mean the younger, you know, the teenagers are 20. When I did a story time and talked about an outhouse, people send me, what is an outhouse? I mean, the stuff that we grew up with, yep, we had a hand pump for water. We had an outhouse. Oh. We had a spring house. They don't know what that is.
Hey, I was born in an old farmhouse with dirt floors.
Yeah. And people don't even realize that today.
Yeah. I try to tell my kids, and my grandkids are way out there. They just think I came from outer space or something. You know?
my sister-in-law, her kid, I'll never forget her kids on a Saturday, walked up because they went to school and they were studying some history. They was just in grade school and they came up and they asked their mother, said, what was it like coming to Missouri in the covered wagons, Mom? But I mean, we did all that. And it's like I said earlier, when I went with reporters, they had a notepad and a pencil, mm-hmm, and while I was hunting, they were taking notes. And then they'd interview me, and they'd write it all down in shorthand, take it back to the paper.
Yeah.
And that's how they did it.
Well, and I think John and Bobby referenced this earlier in terms of credibility, people that are writing online.
Yeah.
You have to be a very informed and wary consumer of online media because
thank you,
not everyone that's writing well has said the credentials.
Some of them just lie. I mean, outright, you know it's false. You know it's a total lie. And then if I say something to them, I try to stay off there because everybody tells me I need to stay off there. But I'm down there and I'll say, that's not true. And they go, prove it. And they start calling me names.
Yeah, yeah.
Immediately go to name calling.
It's very difficult to have conversations. Yeah. And also, and outdoor guys are sometimes the worst at this. We can bite each other's backs so hard on things that maybe don't jive with someone's opinion.
Right.
It's hard to distinguish fact from opinion in some of the online media. So you really have to be wary.
All right. We need to take a break. And we're going to finish up with this media deal, electronic versus print. And during our Christmas show, and I think everybody's done eating. Are y'all done eating?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. Frankie did good, didn't he?
Did.
Frankie did well.
Incredible.
Smokey Moe's.
Thank you, Frankie.
Down in Ardell, Missouri. And we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side. Merry Christmas.